You are extremely intelligent. Your intelligence is sacred, and no one is allowed to put a grade on it. Institutions are interested in numbers, as they can easily argue that extreme abstractions and thus fantasies hold real data. Do not be tricked. Do not allow yourself to be manipulated by people who do not care about your education, but only their creepy abstract numbers. They are only interested in teaching the maximum number of students as little as they can get away with. Do not be tricked. If you are successfully tricked to learn very little, you will still be very smart, but also very easy to mislead. Vaccine hesitancy has its roots in being taught very little, but still having a powerful intellect. People sense that they have been tricked somehow, and they start hesitating with everything. They sense that trickery is at play, from poverty, from increasing prices, from meaningless wars, and politicians that do as little as they can. It is probably very rare that a person that senses that they were misled hesitates with just one thing. They probably hesitate with everything that they are asked or forced to do. Now, lack of knowledge, which comes from ineffective or fake schools, places things like UFOs and angels, creepy religions and their Armageddons on par with facts and science. But it is not quite their fault. Their teachers used them for paychecks by cornering them with unintegrated knowledge and thus forcing them into thinking that they can game the educational system by memorizing for tests. This is how being manipulated works. We kind of sense it, but we can't quite detect it. And there is a massive wall that puts on a convincing educational show, with tasty raisins like the dean's list, diplomas, graduations, promises of a great job, and all this proof that it's all working. But the proof is ignoring the results, what happens after graduation. They are teaching as little as possible to as many as they can while taking the maximum amount of money for tuition. Not just cash fees, but loans. And not standard loans, but loans that cannot be forgiven by bankruptcy. This is not a system that was designed. It was grown the way slime mold grows. It was fueled by liars taking shortcuts to get the maximum they can while doing as little as possible. The tentacles of the slime mold grow a little bit at a time, preferring the places that bring the most value first. So dumbing down of education and tests and increasing tuition, and then holding up the outliers as evidence of success. All those four students that went on to work at CERN. Wow. Or that one girl that had all the perfect grades. Though not all valedictorians allowed themselves to be used this way. When cornered, the principals would say, it is not possible to teach all the students a curriculum that is relevant to them, so we only teach a curriculum that benefits the most, the best we can. If the principal became more enlightened by the damage that schools cause, for example with grades where students become silenced by being tricked into thinking they are not as intelligent as the smart kids, If principles were shown that memorization is not in fact an education, but a total charade. A charade that causes lifelong damage by trading functional and relevant knowledge that leads to wisdom for disconnected and irrelevant facts. The principals, the deans, would then utter that terrible, sickly whimper. How were we supposed to know? Your intelligence is as sacred as your happiness, and as sacred as your heart and your imagination, as your spirit and creativity and well-being. You may not submit your intelligence to any institution or teacher for any kind of evaluation or grading or degrading, as the case is today. You are meant to learn from books that change lives and help humanity grow. Works celebrated by the most knowledgeable and the wisest of humanity. You are not to be graded down. You are meant to be growing up, all the way up, walking an authentic road of real knowledge until you too make lasting contributions to humankind. I am sorry to be the one to deliver this message, but if you are somewhere around middle school or high school, you are almost certainly being manipulated with bad education. The teacher that is making you feel unintelligent is only doing that to keep you quiet, so that she or he can get paid with the least amount of effort. She's forcing everyone to memorize, and that is not an education. Don't bother arguing with them. If you make your point, then the teacher will go crying to the principal, and one of you will be reassigned to some other class. And the tears will be real. She is poor, and you are cornering her and messing with the food that she needs to put on the table to feed her kids. While you need to speak out and talk to the principal and make friends in high places, I suspect that the best that the principal can ever do for you is to feed you the genius myth. That you are exceptional, extremely intelligent, that whatever needs you, and that you should grow and learn. That too is a way to keep you quiet. Whatever prevents you from helping humanity grow is not your friend. Some of the kids that graduate with high grades from prestigious universities temporarily and uselessly enhance their memory prior to finals. Fake or ineffective education is such a sick and corrupting force that for some it will translate to a lifetime of addiction. I think there are people out there who have been promised a way to fix education, only to be pushed down this dark path. Sometimes a one-way road. These kids were not born addicts, and they would not become addicts if schools really worked. They were pushed into it. Addiction is not just about the drug, but the inability to part with the lifestyle that the drug facilitates. This is why people say you need to change your lifestyle to get out of this hole. It is because the lifestyle becomes a powerful force behind the addiction. A fake education and lack of knowledge will continue corrupting a person throughout their entire life so that they may keep their job or job title or impress their friends and family. Again, folks who end up down this path are not born this way. It's not really their fault. They are pressured by fake or ineffective education to go down this path. And drugs will not actually give them a real education, will make things worse. Just a fake GPA and a diploma from what is, from their perspective, an utterly fake educational experience. Colleges and universities, including the brand name ones, will ignore this if they can get away with it. Because not just selling out students, but turning them into drug users makes them look great. Some schools will encourage low-performing students to get treated for a disorder they don't really have with drugs that will simply improve their GPA, their numbers, their meaningless numbers. None of this is education, and all of this is temporary, and some of it is temporary in the worst of ways. It is not possible to fake an education. It is not possible to get it the moment you need it. You have to begin learning on your own in a sequence that matches your curiosity and existing knowledge as soon as you discover the evidence that you are being manipulated and tricked into an ineffective education. Take good care of yourself. Learn at a pace and time of day that fits you best. Make your way to whatever moves you and begin there. But do not abandon your classmates. Learn about the mistakes of fake or ineffective education and help others by standing up and speaking out for them and for the truth. When you come under an attack, you have an opportunity to use the force against you to your advantage, to rise and become a great being. Help the kids in the back. They may not even know that everyone is just memorizing. Know that whether you rise to speak out in lunchrooms and auditoriums, or later in life, real knowledge is your right, and it will take you to wisdom. In your wisdom, sooner than later, you will see that we are each meant to become a great being. Greatness is all too human. And it is the only way there is to a better world.